This is GQDN for Wednesday, July the 13th. Happy hump day to everybody. And we're brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And I keep forgetting about stackup.org. That's my fault. But in today's news, we talk about Sega, TMNT, and a company of heroes. But we start with a ransomware hack that was done by Black Cat, otherwise known as Alpha or as Alv Ransomware Group. And what VX-Underground said on Twitter, Alv Ransomware Group, alternatively referred to as Black Cat Ransomware Group, claims to have ransomed Bandai Namco. Bandai Namco is an international video game publisher. Bandai Namco video game franchises include Ace Combat, Dark Souls, Dragon Ball, Soul Calibur, and more. Now, this is what Bandai Namco said to VCG, quote, on July 3rd, 2022, Bandai Namco Holdings Incorporated confirmed that it experienced an unauthorized access by a third party to the internal systems of several group companies in Asian regions, excluding Japan. After we confirmed the unauthorized access, we've taken measures such as blocking access to the servers to prevent the damage from spreading. So this is mainly done out west, or the Far East, as you say, as what we say. But this was indeed an attack, and that was brought to you by IGN. Now, out of the dark news, we get into some brighter news, such as an article from GameSpot.com, and Bayonetta 3 is getting a release date, and that date is set for October the 28th. Now, December would mark the 5th anniversary of the reveal at the 2017 Game Awards. So now 5 years from that, we're finally getting Bayonetta 3. So everybody that has that game, or wants that game, and I believe that's only on Nintendo Switch, will indeed enjoy the game. So we'll see what happens. Now, this comes to us from Destructoid.com, and the Company of Heroes 3 now has an alpha access. Oh, by the way, it will come to PC on November 17th. So there are some trailers that they posted up on YouTube that you guys could check out, such as North America or North Africa and the Dev Diary. And it does look like a really good, really solid game by the looks of things. So you can check that out in November if you do not have access already. Now we go to DualShockers.com, and they're saying that Genshin Impact 3.0 has some leaked video showcases for Dori and Dendro Traveler. And watching these videos, you know, the battle styles do look pretty good, and so does some of the animation that has been leaked. This was up on Twitter by Ubacha at Ubacha1, and if you take a look at that, you would see the different animations that was posted on there. So, hey, it's coming. Be patient. It's coming. Now we go to DualShockers.com, and they're saying that Final Fantasy 16 producer teases the next trailer, reveal new story elements. So I'm not going to get into too much of this because I don't want to be spoiled myself. But when the next reveal comes out, most likely this fall on the PlayStation YouTube, you will get to see the some of the story beats that they want to get into. They're only hints, and that's the way that we should take them. But still, everything, once again, looks just that good. So, we shall see what happens in the fall. Speaking of PlayStation, Eurogamer gave us a list of what has come out for this month for PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, and PlayStation Portable. So, here's what we know. Those that have PlayStation and the PlayStation levels subscribed, you will get Stray for free. And I think that is available now. But we already know that Final Fantasy VII Remake Underguard's out there. But they also put out Marvel Avengers, Assassin's Creed Unity. Well, we already know about all the Assassin's Creed things, all the way down to the Ezio collection. Saints Row 4 Reelected. But now it's Saints Row Get Out of Hell. Spirit of the North Enhanced Edition. Ice Age Scratch Nutty Adventure. Jumanji the Video Game. Paw Patrol on a Roll. Ready Set Heroes. No Heroes Allowed. That's on PlayStation Portable. And also on Portable is Loco Roco Midnight Carnival. So there's quite a few games out there. And that catalog is indeed live. So go check it out. I will do so maybe Friday. That's about the next time I get on my PlayStation. But maybe you have this on your PlayStation. Another article from Eurogamer, and they're saying that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles has sold 1 million copies in less than a month. This does show the power that that game has just in not just the format, but just the awesomeness of what is there. And the players like it. Well, they just like it for what it is. We end today with where you used to play some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I think. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. But from Destructoid.com, Sega Genesis Mini 2 is coming to North America in October. So, they have quite a few CD titles with it, including Sonic CD, Shining Force, Sliphead, Mansion of Hidden Souls, Night Stalker, Ninja Warriors, Afterburner 2, Outrun, Outrunners, Sonic 3D Blast, The Ooze, Alien Soldiers, Splatterhouse 2, Lightning Force, Fantasy Zone, and Star Mobile, along with some other games. And those will be able to play, some of those will be able to play when you get it. So, the pre-order right now is $103.80 with a price tag of $22 for the shipping fee. So if you look at that on Amazon, you'll be looking at about $125. Okay? So still, that's a lot of games out there for $125 for the console included. A lot of stuff. They said 50 classic games. A lot of stuff. And we do a lot of stuff on the DonForge.com. We do a lot of stuff on the GroupQuest.com. This has been a Don Forge production. You can follow everybody at Don Forge on Twitter. Don Forge production, I should say 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you again tomorrow for more news about video games. Well, possibly. Unless my workout goes bad. We'll see. Until then, go play some games, people.